Okay, today's daf is Das Samach or on Das Samach. Here we go. Konam Yayin. What? No, we finished the parak. Mishnah, brand new parak. Konam Yayin Shani Toim Hayom. If somebody makes an edir, he's not going to drink wine today. What does that mean today? Today. So, Eina Oser Ella Ad Shetechshach. He's ushering wine until tonight. What is tonight? With Sikha Duran on top. The Kivan, the Amar Hayom. Since he said today, Lo Mashma Ella Ad Shigma Oser Hayom. You mean till the day is finished. The Hainu, that means Ad Shetechshach, until it gets dark. So it's about, what? What? Right. That's the next case.
Five minutes.
The Nemuk Yosef says, 1 second. So he says it means till, what about Shkia?
Yeah.
Right? So the Nemuk Yosef says that it means till Tzeitzak Ochavim. It means till Tzeitzak Ochavim.
Yeah.
Not Shkia. Why? Because, however, since Shkia, Safek Doraisa, you have to be Machmir during Shkia as well. Others say that the Mishnah says Ad Shetechshach, otherwise it would have said Ad Laila. Okay, different thing to say. Fine. No, they mean different things. Techshach means Laila means night, which means include Shkia, and Techshach means dark. Shabbazu, what about this week? I'm not going to eat drink wine this week. Aser Bechol Hashabbos, you can't drink wine the whole week. Vishabbos Sha'avra, Shabbos is on the previous week. Shabbos is the last day of the week, not the first day of the next week. Chodesh Zeh, if someone says this month, Aser Bechol HaChodesh, you Aser in the whole month, V'Rosh Chodesh Lahaba, and Rosh Chodesh is in the next month. Right?
Well, about the first day.
We're going to talk about that. Shanazu, someone says, they're not going to drink wine this year. Aser Bechol HaShana, you Aser in the whole year. V'Rosh HaShana La'asid lavo, and Rosh Hashanah is next year.
Three different lashonos for the exact same thing.
Exactly. So it's really two different lashonos because Shabbos is in the previous one. So Rosh Chodesh.
Shabbos is in Shabbos the next Shabbos.
No, it's a period. That week. Shabbos is the last day of the week.
He said Shabbos.
Shabbos Sha'avra. Look at the word. Shabbos Sha'avra.
Shabbos
Zu. This week. Asa b'chol haShabbos. You can't eat this week.
This
Shabbos Sha'avra. And Shabbos is the previous week. What are you talking about?
Why is it different than the
So Rosh Chodesh says Lahaba, and Rosh Hashanah and the year says La'asid Lavo. It's two different Lashonos. Why are they two different Lashonos?
Yeah.
So the Rosh says, because that's how people talk. When they say next month, it's this Lahaba. It's next month. The next year is La'asid Lavo. It's in the future. That's how people talk. That's why the Mishnah has a different lashon.
Lashon called the
right. Shavua zeh. If someone says, I'm not going to eat, drink wine this entire Shemitah cycle. Aser b'chol ha-shavua. You aser in the entire Shemitah cycle. V'shaviyis sha'avra. Year 7 is in the years in the cycle you mentioned. Just like Shabbos. It's in the cycle you mentioned. Someone says, I'm not going to eat Shemitah. I'm not going to drink wine in the Shemitah cycle. You're in the middle of year 4. It's year 4, year 5, year 6, and year 7.
I don't know, I apologize, but it seems that upcoming Shabbos is a count that it's one of the days of the preceding Shabbos.
Yeah, you said preceding week.
We're saying the same thing.
Week starts on Sunday. There's a plain lesson, because usually the week starts on Sunday.
If someone says, I'm not drinking wine this week, and it's Tuesday, when can he not drink wine? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.
And the next Shabbos.
No, what do you mean the next Shabbos? The upcoming Shabbos.
The coming Shabbos.
Right, we're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing.
Exactly.
We're saying the same thing.
Why is Kimash a good change in lesson between Lahaba and Shabra? Because in Hebrew, Shabbos, Shabra is the last 5 days.
Correct.
It's
funny
lesson, yeah.
Right. Because it's... Fine.
Right, you know what I mean?
We're all saying the same thing. So why are you asking if we're saying the same thing?
I'm just saying there's three different things.
We're going to get to the question. If someone makes a neder, they're not going to drink wine, what do you do about Shabbos? About Kiddush Havdalah? What do you do about Kiddush Havdalah and Pesach? So this comes up in the beginning of Masechtas Nazir, believe it or not. And It's a whole discussion. Aren't you already meshubed to do that? You can't make a neder on something you're meshubed to, from our Sinai. The question is drinking wine something that's daraisa? That's a machlokas. That's a big machlokas. So we'll get to that. It's in the beginning. It's in the first parak of Nazir. Okay. V'im Amar. Now Mati's case. V'im Amar. Yom Echad. If someone said, I'm not going to drink wine one day. Shabbos Achas, 1 week. Chodesh Achas, 1 month. Shana Achas, 1 year. Shavu Achas, 1 Shemitah cycle. Aser miyom liyom. Now you're aser from day to day. From one day through the next day. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh says, Im Omar Yom Echad Shabbos Achas Shana Achas Shavua Achas Aser Miyom Liyom Im Omid Be'emsa Hayom. If someone's sitting in the middle of the day, V'Omar Yom Echad, I'm not going to drink wine to this day. Aser Ad L'Machar Kei Sazos. You Aser tomorrow at this moment, whatever moment it is. V'chein Im Omar Beches B'Chodesh, you get up in the 8th day of the month. V'Omar Chodesh Alai Aser Ad Ches Chodesh Abba, I'm not going to drink wine this month. You're usher till the next month, the 8th. V'chein b'shana, v'chein b'shmita. It's easy? Right, exactly. Exactly. Now, next. Ara Pesach, if someone says, I'm not going to drink wine till Pesach, usher ad shiagia. Then you're usher till Pesach begins. Till Erev Pesach, till Pesach begins. Ad sheyehei, if someone says, I'm not going to drink wine, ad sheyehei Pesach, until it is Pesach, a lashon like that, asher ad sheyetei, then you're asher until Pesach finishes. Meaning, you can't drink wine the whole Pesach. What are you going to do by dal kosos? That's a good prop, it's a good kasha. Ad lefnei Pesach, if someone says, I'm not going to drink wine until lefnei Pesach, whatever that means, Rameir says, asher ad sheyagia. It's asher until Pesach comes. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad shiyetze, and Rabbi Yossi is your usher until Pesach is over. What's that about? So we're going to see in the Gemara. Look at the 1, 2, 3, the fourth to bottom line in Tosfos. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad shiyetze. Why your usher until ad shiyetze? Because the lashon of ad lefnei Pesach is very vague. What does that mean? Ad lefnei Pesach. Until Lefnei, what does that mean, Lefnei Pesach? So Rameir says, till Pesach starts. Rameir says, no, I can't say till Pesach starts. Why? Because the Shem Ha'achika Amar. Maybe here's what you meant. Ad, Lefnei, Ad, Pnei Shah, Achrona, Shal Yom Achron, Shal Pesach. Maybe you meant the last hour of Pesach. This is the Savar. The Mach is Inish, Nafshe, Lesveka. Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, the Gemara is going to explain, a person will make himself into a Suffolk. He'll say something unclear. Rameir is going to hold, nobody ever do that. Somebody will do that. Therefore, v'shamen is chavin lomar pnei shah achmona. The following, the last month, the last hour, and therefore you usher the whole Pesach. Okay, good. Now we said that if someone says I'm not going to drink wine today, it stops at sundown. But if someone says I'm not going to drink wine this day, it goes for 24 hours. So Omar konem yayin shani toim. I'm not going to drink wine this day or today. So, Rabbi Yirmiya says that even though you said, I'm not going to drink wine today, which means today, and tonight you're allowed to drink wine, even though that's all good, Lishe Techshach, when night falls, and now you're allowed to drink wine, Sarach She'elu L'Chacham, go to a Chacham and have the nether undone. Why? Why? So before we get to why, so the Ran says, look at the Ran, the first Ran of the Gemara. Af al gav de Medina, ki amar hayom, mutu l'shedech shach, even though, when the night comes, you're allowed to drink wine, ki darmina masnizan lafi luhachi, midrabanan tzaruch she'ela. Why? Because we're going to see in a minute, because you might mix up hayom and yom. This day and today. You might mix it up. So people are going to see, hey, how come this guy's drinking wine? Oh, today means it stops at night? This day also means you stop at night. So go get it undone. People say, oh, no, he was matir his nether. Nobody will make that mistake. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Okay?
He's going anyway, let him go the minute.
Oh, so let him go what? Let him go during the day.
Right.
The you know who asked that question? The... What?
Me.
You asked that question. And the Chassam Sofer a few hundred years ago asked it also.
It's matan neder during the day.
No.
It's over right away.
Exactly.
Over right away.
It's exactly what the Chassam Sofer answers. The Chassam Sofer answers, if you matter it right away, if you matter it, let's say you make it into 2 o'clock, and you're not going to drink wine the rest of the day. And then you realize, you know, someone told you, you know, at night you're going to have to matter it anyway because we don't want anyone to mix it up. So what am I waiting for night for? The rabbi's right here. I'll go to him now. 4 or 5 o'clock. Right. So what happens? What happens in that case? The neder becomes mutter limafreya. It goes retroactively. So you just fasted now, or you deprived yourself for no reason. And why should you do that? You made an edit for a reason. Now it turns out there was no reason, but yet you didn't enjoy everybody was at the party, and you would abstain. So why'd you do that? Says the Chassam Sofer, wait till the night. Really, your neder's done. Your neder's done. You're mekayim your neder. Whether the neder's a good thing or a bad thing, you're mekayim now. We don't want anyone to mix you up. Go matter neder. Shibadafka, wait till night. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Okay? Well, yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he doesn't have to. I'm only asking this question now, and I know it's an annoying question.
Yeah.
Because you just learned, Michael learned that.
Yeah.
It's a mitzvah to undo your neder.
To undo? It's a mitzvah to matter it? Yeah?
Yes. You're screaming at me for all the things. So, right after that, I hear. What's going on here?
I know. There seems to be a tension between being matarid and fulfilling it. There does. So, but I think what I think he's saying is like this. Since you're being matarid anyway, there's no question of being matarid. So now you should be matarid and deprive yourself? That's what he said. What's the reason for that? There's no point in that.
What happens if he's not
matarid then? What? This is a zero. You should be matarid in that day so people shouldn't get mixed up. We're going to see in a minute. My time, what's the reason? Why do you have to go at night to be matarid? Why? What's my time? Why? Our Rabbi Yom says, zero. Hayom, mishum yom echad. I said yom echad. You said hayom. It sounds so similar. So we both made it there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You said today, and I said this day. Now what happens? 9 o'clock at night, you're already partying, and I have to wait. So we said the same thing. It wasn't the same thing. But the guy said it makes it up. Therefore, the Rabbi Yirmi has suggested, go get your neder undone. So when I see him drinking wine, I won't make a mistake. Oh, he had it undone. I'll wait till 2 o'clock tomorrow. That makes sense, no?
Is he saying you should have it undone during the day? Or
what?
Have it undone during the day, or it doesn't make a difference?
No, so wait till night. Wait till the night and have it undone at night.
He gets credit for the neder.
He gets credit for the neder.
Right.
But in the Chanami, you can get it undone any time.
He gets credit
for till the night, because if you get it undone 3 hours later, so for 3 hours you deprive yourself for no reason. Right?
He gets credit for building a bama.
Right. And he's makar of the bama. Right.
No, but if you could do it earlier, mitzvah bama yachal, adaf mitzvah.
So, but there's a reason to wait. The reason to wait is to fulfill your neder. That's the reason to wait. Look at the top run. The isharis lay l'shatechshach. If we allow you to drink wine at night below she'ela, without waiting, without asking, asin l'mitei nami biyom echad. The guy who made a neder this day will make a mistake. She'imut l'shatechshach. He'll think also he can drink at night. That's not true. The lo mashmal lay the ikamidi ben yom echad l'hayom. There really isn't any difference between yom echad and hayom. The guy's not going to know the difference. That's so.
Makes no difference. He's going to matter it anyway.
not the other one. So the Gemara asks, "Ihachi, if so, ligzer biyom achad misham hayom." So make the gzeir the other way. We should make a guy who says today, make him wait 24 hours. Right? Make the same gzeir the other way. So the Gemara says no. Amale hayom biyom echad machlif. No, the mistake is only one way. The other way, you're not going to make that mistake. No one's going to think I have to, that today means this day. No one's going to think that. The other way they will think, this way they won't think. Now, look at the next run. It's a long run, but we're not going to read the whole thing. We're going to read a lot of it, because he brings up a topic which is interesting, which is totally out of left field. He says like this, D'i sharis lei ki amar hayom l'shtechshach, below she'ela, that no one's going to make that mistake. Right, there's no reason to make that zero. No one's going to make that mistake. Now the Ran says something totally out of left field. Well, must have been some custom back in his day that he has to say this. He says, "Umashin nahagu achshav." Now we have a minug b'tainus on a tainus yachid. I don't know if he means on Tom Gedalia, or does he mean on someone who has a yard side, or someone had a bad dream. I'm not sure what he means, but he says a tainus yachid. Below have a elamitafra vad panya. It's only from morning to night. There's no such thing as a tainus yachid that's 24 hours. No such thing. Right? No such thing. It's only from morning to night. When night comes, you don't have to ask a shayla. You can just eat. We don't make a gzeira. Ooh, let's make a guy made a tainus on himself, whatever reason. Let's make him wait 24 hours. Up to what? Up to Nidarim, where Nidarim are 24 hours. That's what he said. We don't do that. Why not? Hainu mishum shadavi yidua. Everybody knows. Shadino shal tainus kachu. That's the rules of tainus. The in isuro kishar nedarim. They're not like other nedarim. Even though a tainus might be the lashon of a neder, might have that quasi neder status. Like I'm making when he says I'm making a tainus on myself. So it's sort of like a neder, right? He doesn't intend or plan to break it, right? Shekvar kavu lo chacham zman. It sounds like it's like one of these. The Chacham made up this man. So it either means that, or it means the Chacham made up. If anybody ever makes tainus, it's tainus yachin. It's only during the day, not the night before. Even if we allow the guy to eat at night, he's not going to make a mistake. It's not going to happen. Shadine tainus and nedarim chalukin heim. They're totally different. And nobody's going to come to make that mistake. There must have been some people that were making that mistake, but the rabbi has to come and tell you, don't make that mistake. That's all I can think of. Otherwise, what's he talking about? Right?
As long as he can go to the $1 in the morning before he prepares.
Ah.
Right?
So, yeah, he says that over here at the end. And look at the third line where the lines get one, the mid-sized level lines. He says, Umehai taima nami hamakabal alav lehisanos yom echad b'shavis. Someone says, I'm going to fast one day of the week. You don't have to fast 24 hours. You don't have to. Guy makes a tainus. I'm going to fast one day this week. Why? Not Tisha B'Av, not this week. I'm going to fast one day. I don't know. I want to get close to Hashem. Whatever your cheshbon is. You have to fast 24 hours? Absolutely not. Right? The vaday l'tainus sh'amru chachamim niskavin hainu mikodim sh'alam on ha-shachar ad sh'techshach. It's from morning till night. Right? Which I think that's Makobo B'Hol Klai Yisrael. Never heard of such a person making a tainus yachid, fasting the night before. Never heard of such a thing. Okay.
I was talking before night.
Yeah. So when the tainus didn't start, it's all another machlokes.
In the Ramadan, they start at night. They don't start in the Shabbat.
Hmm?
How do you know?
They start a different time than we do.
Yeah?
Because on Shabbat and Thomas, some of the Muslim workers that I knew starting 45 minutes after we do.
And they go till the night? They go till Shkia?
But they also drink water.
No.
They have more exemptions than we do.
If you blow yourself up, then you're country.
Okay. Next. Amar Ravina, Amar Liya Maremar, Hachi Amar Avuch, Mishmeid Rav Yosef, Kiman Azla, Shmaited Rav Yirmiyah Brava. Who was Rav Yirmiyah Brava going like? Rav Yirmiyah said on Amar Aleph that you should go at night anyway, at Zera, and have the fast undone. Who was that like? So the Gemara said, that was like Rav Nassim, the Tanya, Rav Nassim Omer, Kol Hanoder, Yossi, whoever makes a neder, Ki'ilu Bon Obama, Vamakaimo, Ilu makdir aleha. Therefore what?
Wow.
Right?
So if you did the whole kindness, then it's worse. Because you're makdir on the bummer.
Right.
So it's worse than making the neder in the first place.
Right. The neder is a bad thing.
Yeah, but
so this the Gemara doesn't really stim with what we said before, because the nether is a bad thing.
But if you keep it, it's good.
What? No, if you keep it, even worse. Therefore, undo it. So So now, why are you undoing it only at night?
Right.
So now the Chacham Sofer says, because you might as well
get credit.
Get credit. Right? Okay.
It's the whole Masechta that asked that question. What are you going to undo this question? I just read it 2 days ago.
It does make sense.
If you're being why you matter it? Because we don't want to keep the Darb. But if you, why you wait till the night? Why was you did it already? You might as well get credit for it.
It's a mitzvah.
It's still a mitzvah. I hear that. I totally hear this.
So why can I mark it?
What?
Why should like he's marking? Get credit for it. Said, okay,
don't do it, but if you do it, it's like you're a carbon on a bomb.
In general, you shouldn't make the Darb. So the guy made the nether already.
Yeah.
He made it already.
So you finish it.
So you should not fulfill it.
Why? You fill the bomb, but you have to go bring a carbon on it.
What?
Exactly.
I hear.
You know what I mean? But yeah. The Torah says, Lo Yachal Devaro. So you gotta keep your word. Torah says that. So what does that mean?
Right.
That's it.
Fulfill it. Even though it's not a good thing.
So why is it? So the question is, why is it a Kilo Maktiv?
Yeah.
Why is it Kilo Maktiv's a question?
It's a good question.
It's a bad thing.
Just
say no.
Okay, next. Shabbos zu, asa b'chal Shabbos kula. If a guy makes a nether, I'm not going to eat this Shabbos. You can't eat the rest of the week, including Shabbos. So the truth is pshita. That's obvious. No one thinks in a million years that Shabbos is the first, is the last, is not this from the last week. No one thinks that. So you can say, you're right. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, this is like some linguistic gymnastics, that yome Shabbos ka'amar, what you meant to say was all the weeks of the week, but not Shabbos.
Huh?
All the days of the week, but not Shabbos. Somehow the Shabbos gets excluded. Kamashwam, we don't say that. The Ran says it's the third wide line. Mishum, the Ran says the table Yom Shabbos Kamar. Mishum the Kivan Shimei Hachol Kari Yom Shabbos. Since the days of the week are also called the days of Shabbos, because the word Shabbos means two things. It means the week, and it means Shabbos Kodesh. So I would think when you said the days of the week, Nema Shalahem Levadam Leschavein, you only meant those days, V'lo Ne'etzar Alatzmo Yayin B'Shabbos, and you didn't mean Shabbos. Come on, Shalom, don't say that.
Yeah, this is a hard one, because Bereshit starts off.
I understand. So there's no Shaila. There's no Shaila about that. There's no Shaila that Shabbos is in that week. No Shaila. What was the... I would have thought when you said, I'm not going to drink wine this week. You only meant the weekdays. It's such a svara like that. We reject it. That's all. Because many times we say that. What are you doing this week? You don't mean Shabbos. You mean everything but Shabbos. Okay. Right? Because it's a special day. So I would have thought when he said, I'm not going to drink wine this week, he meant, of course not Shabbos. Come on, Shabbos, no, Shabbos is included. Next. Chodesh zeh asa b'chol ha-chodesh for Rosh Chodesh l'haba. And Rosh Chodesh is in the following month. Right, it's not this month, it's next month. So pshita, it's also obvious. What I think? I would think the first day Rosh Chodesh. Ki it's drich kmul chodesh, chaser. On a chodesh chaser, ma'adatema, I would have thought. Rosh Chodesh avar hi, the Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh, by the way, if I look at the calendar, is the 30th day of the month. So I would have thought that that's the old month. No, it's not true. But it's not for purposes of the Darm. Velo litzar, and I would not be usher on that. Velo litzar. Velo litzar means, and it shouldn't be usher. No?
It shouldn't fall under
that.
Right.
Right. Kamash Malan.
It should fall under
that. It should fall. Kamash Malan. Kari Inchi Resh Yarcha. It's still called Rosh Chodesh. We still say Hallel. It's still Rosh Chodesh. It's the 30th day of the month. It doesn't matter. It's still called Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, for Nedarim purposes, but for all purposes.
No. Blow your shofar on Elul only the second day.
What? There's no. We're gonna see that in a minute. The thing with the Elul, but there's no. The Elul is never a chaser month.
It's never.
Rosh Hashanah is always Aleph and Beis of Tishrei, not Lamed and Aleph. For example, this month of has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Lamed of is Rosh Chodesh. And Aleph, El is Rosh Chodesh.
What's he saying?
You
blow shofar only the second day.
For Tishrei.
For Elul, when you blow the whole month.
So okay. Right. So I hear you. So in terms of some things, it's considered it's still the 30th day.
Right.
It's still called day 30. Right. What day is today? It's also day 30. It's also Rosh Chodesh. So for purposes of the Darim, it goes to Rosh Chodesh. It's the next month. It's considered Elul. Right?
When you ask the question, you think it's Zayr, people might think, that's all he knows.
And what happened if someone blew shofar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul? What do you do to the guy? Right. Right. Okay. Now, Shana Zu, listen to this. Shana Zu, Asa B'chala Shana Kula. This year means this year. Right? So how come here the Gemara doesn't say Pshita? The Gemara doesn't say Pshita. So doesn't, hey, Bailhu, have a kasha now, right? What does it say Pshita? So listen to this, two answers, right? One answer is Enechanami, the Gemara didn't have to bother saying Pshita, it's so obvious. Second answer is, listen to this. What about the last day? What about if it doesn't happen today? What if you had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? What if Elul was a mole? It doesn't. It never is. It never. It, right. That's the question. Yeah. What if Elul is muubar? It never is. Right.
What's the problem?
What if Elul would be like that? Then what would the last day of Elul be? I would say the same thing. Maybe it's on the old year because it's still called 30th day of Elul. Kamash, well, no, it's not true. It's the new. It would be the new year. That would, the Gemara would ask that question, the Gemara would give that answer. It can't happen anyway today. Bisman Azev. Our calendar, it never happens. Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah is always Alf Tishrei. It's never Lamed El. No such thing. Okay. This year it's not a Kasha Matni because the first day of Rosh Chodesh El was a Shabbos. So there's no shayla about that. Blown shofar. Then we'd stone you. If you blew shofar first day of Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, then we'd. Okay.
You should be.
Now, Yivay Lahu. Following question. Amar, listen to this question. Amar, konim yayin sheni toim yom. The guy says yom. What does yom mean? Does it mean hayom or hayom or kiyom? Or yom zeh? Which one is it? Does it mean 24 hours or till the end of the day? Maya, what's the story? Dine kayom or kiyom echad? Which one is it? Toshma. The Masnisin, Lislan Araya, Konim Yayin, Shani Torim Hayom. If someone says I'm not going to drink wine, Hayom, Ein Aser El Aj Tetsa. When does the Nether end?
Night.
Ha, exactly. So, implication. Hayom, but if you said the word Yom, just Yom, Kiyom Echadami, it means one day. 24 hours. That's ridiculous, because Ein Masefa, look at the Sefa. Omar, the Sefa said, Omar Yom Echad. If someone said I'm not going to drink wine, Yom Echad. Aser meyom liyom. You aser for 24 hours, which implies hayom. If you just said the word yom, kayom adami, it means today. So ela mehal lekel amashmane. From our mission, you can't bring a right either way.
It goes both ways.
The implications go both ways. Our mission, you can't bring a right either way. Amar Rashi, you're right. Tashma, how about this? There's a brayse that it says konim yayin shani toim hashana. If someone says I'm not going to drink wine hashana this year. Then, this Abra Hashanah, then they add a month. So, Aser Ba Uba Ibura. The 13th month is included.
Well, of course.
That's actually later in the week. Sunday or Sunday's Daf, I think it's Sunday's Daf, the Mishnah says that. If someone's standing, that depends when you say it. If you say it, Rosh Chodesh Adar might be different than if you say it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the Mishnah there says a whole machlokas over there in the Mishnah. Let's say you say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Erev Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. You know what? It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm not going to drink wine this year. I'm making a head there. I'm not going to drink wine this year. The whole year. Then what happens? Later in the year, they make the year longer. So then it's included. Right? That's the year. This year is included in a leap year. They added a month.
So he says Erev Tishrei. Does that mean the previous year? Does that mean the coming year?
This coming year. This upcoming year. From Tishrei to Tishrei, it's upcoming year. That's what it says. It says Hashanah. Omar Rashi, Yoni Yayim Shani Toim Hashanah.
Hashanah.
What is it? Erev Tishrei might be mean the previous year.
What? No. No, you stand in the new year. No. This year.
On Erev, even though
you can't make a neder in the past.
No, but the remaining of the day, because only
till. Oh, so we'll see in the Mishnah, but we're trying to bring a raya. So the Duran says in the bottom, nearly Dirabusa Dimitatzer Biibura, that we're ushering the extra month. The Ran says it must be talking about you're standing in the beginning of the year. Not in the middle of the year, in the beginning of the year. The Sogat, I would have thought. You meant most years are not leap years. right? Kamash Balan, the mitzvah b'shalosh etzvei. Now the 13th month is also aser. What do you see? Now heichidami. What's the case? Ilema kidiktani. If you said hashana, this year, lamali lememra. What's the chiddush of that? There's no chiddush of that. Of course, the Gemara assumes that of course the 13th month is included. Elalav must be the amar shana. You said shana stam.
12 months.
12 shana, the year. Alma, what do you see? Shana kahashana dami. That the word shana is just like hashana. So yovi yom ki yom, anami kayom dine. And the word yom would be the same thing as hayom, today. That's the Gemara's suggestion. Lo, not true. Lo lam dama hashana. Really, it could be hashana. I would have thought halach acha rov hashanim velo is be'ibur. Maybe he just meant to say, so it's not a raya if he meant this year or a year, because he could have meant either one, but he wasn't thinking of the 13th month. Kamash Balan, you stuck, and the 13th month is included. So that question's not resolved. So the Ran says, the first kiddy line, well, in your halacha, kivan ba'ayin lo ifshite. It's a question without an answer. Naktira l'chumra. We have to be machmir. Dayom kayom echadami. Day is like a full 24 hours. V'asr mi'eis le'eis. It has to be 24 hours because we have no other thing to say. Okay? So I think we'll stop here. We have 2 days to make some headway. So I think tomorrow and Shabbos, and we can have to do some Monday a little bit if we left over from Sunday, we'll more than catch up. Shabbos' daf is long, but it's not hard at all. It's quite easy.
Sunday,
I only did half of it.
So what? Are you doing Shabbos?
I'm going to try between tomorrow, I want to get to somewhere down Amud Aleph. A little bit down. Maybe where the lines start getting wide. And then Shabbos, we'll finish Shabbos' daf. Maybe we'll do half of Sundays. And then Monday, we'll do half of Sundays and Mondays. All right?
All right.
We'll pick up. That seems to be the game plan. Everybody have a very good day.
Can we go back to...